This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Boys and Girls Club will have a ribbon cutting on Friday for their expansion. The club has raised over $16 million and is closing in on their goal of $18 million. Classroom space is doubled with completion of the Radford Building and the Bergstrom Automotive Learning Center. The Boys and Girls Club middle school space renovation will be done sometime early next year, while the playground courtyard and a second gymnasium are scheduled to open in late 2024. Over the next month or so, seven local artists will be adding their artwork to the alley on Algoma Boulevard. A grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, Vibrant Spaces, is paying for that. Enrollment is down at UW-Oshkosh, but only by a couple of hundred students. The good news there is there's more freshmen on campus this year than last year, and retention at the school is up. Despite all that, layoffs and furloughs are starting as UW-Oshkosh deals with an estimated $18 million deficit. Page 2, Ascension Mercy is ceasing all birthing services and moving their labor and delivery to St. Elizabeth's in Appleton next month. The Mercy Hospital Emergency Department will continue to provide emergency deliveries if they're needed. The City Plan Commission has forwarded designs for the Clear Wells project at the City Water Plant to the Common Council. A Citizens Committee has helped the city determine exactly what the wells should look like to lessen their impact on the Lake Winnebago shoreline. The City Council will take up the $30 million project next week. The DNR and the federal government will have final say on its design and how it's going to be paid for. Construction begins next year. The search for Wisconsin's top dog is now on. There's still time to sign up your dog, and voting is in full swing. So enter and vote today at newtopdog.com. Proceeds benefit kids and pets in the community. For further details, again, it's newtopdog.com. Turning to sports, number 9 in the state, Lourdes Academy, is on the road this weekend in football. They take on Johnson Creek, while Oshkosh West is at Kakata, and Oshkosh North entertains Kimberly in Fox Valley Association action. New Herd head coach Bennett Oudre is in Oshkosh for the weekend. He's here for a chance to check out the free agents at the free agent camp Saturday at the YMCA. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.